A few decades ago, Beijing and Washington didn't see eye to eye on anything. Beijing and Taipei haven't seen eye to eye for even longer, basically since 1949. That's when Chiang Kai-shek and his troops fled Mao Zedong's communist forces for Taiwan. Ever since, China has seen the island as part of its territory and has claimed the right to use force if necessary to achieve reunification. But relations have thawed since a new Taiwanese leader took office last year, and they may have improved a bit more yesterday, at least symbolically. Here's what happened. Mao's granddaughter, Kong Dong-mei, was in Taiwan as part of a cultural delegation. She visited the headquarters of the ruling party of Taiwan, the one Chiang Kai-shek played a key role in building. That's where she apparently bumped into Chiang Kai-shek's grandson, John Chiang. Kong reportedly called the meeting just a coincidence. She was asked if it symbolized the end of the feud between her grandfather, Mao Zedong, and John Chiang's grandfather, Chiang Kai-shek. Kong replied, "I didn't think too much about it."